The idea of making a documentary film about Project Censored began with a sudden inspiration, says Christopher Oscar.
It just came clear as day where you saw the whole thing done, and it was Project Censored as a documentary film for the Sonoma International Film Festival. I could see the whole thing done, and I said, okay, while I'm in this space, let me set an intention. And I set an intention to find someone with a connection to the class so together we could pitch this idea to the professor to gain the rights to make Project Censored the movie.
Later that same day, in January 2007, he happened to meet Doug Hecker, a former Sonoma State student who had taken the Project Censored class a decade earlier and shared Oscar's interest and experience in media and screenwriting. A few intense conversations later, the project was underway, and with the endorsement of Peter Phillips, then the director of Project Censored, they drew up a list of people to interview and got to work.
Our first interview was back in Boston at MIT with Noam Chomsky. That sort of parlayed into an interview with Howard Zinn. We also interviewed Kevin Danaher, Greg Palast, John Perkins, Oliver Stone, Daniel Ellsberg, Cynthia McKinney, Bruce Bregman, Michael Parenti.
Fast forward to the present, and their project is completed. Project Censored, the movie, will make its world premiere this weekend with two screenings at the Sonoma International Film Festival. And like its subject, Hecker says, the film is an impassioned call to arms and a cautionary exposé of the social hazards of junk food news.
Corporate media takes one story and just focuses on it, sometimes for weeks at a time. And really, it's a smokescreen. In the background, there's a lot of political and social issues that are not being reported, and people just aren't informed, or they're misinformed or disinformed.
The bigger interlocking problem with that, adds Oscar, is that important news stories get displaced or ignored.
While this junk food news story or news abuse story was sweeping the nation, guess what was really going on? What else happened during that day when everyone else was talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger's love child? Well, wow, look at this. Troops were coming home, joining the movement at Occupy Wall Street. They were down there saying, we're coming home, we're not being given the social services that we were promised, and we went and fought for this country, and things like that.
The filmmakers also hope their efforts will impart an additional message of inspiration to take action.
We're two fathers from California. We're raising children. We've got full-time jobs, and we've taken the past 6 years of our lives to work on this project. This is our activism. If we can do this, you know, anyone can do something, whether it's write a blog, do a radio show, put a song out there. There's so many ways that you can create change in this world. We need to get this conversation going. We want to bring an awareness to Project Censored. So it's kind of a wake-up call and a call to action, both.
Earlier this week, Oscar and Hecker previewed their production for a gathering of Project Censored veterans, including Carl Jensen, the retired communications professor who created the program 37 years ago out of a burst of inspiration that closely matched the film's starting point.
It just came as like this download. Create a Project Censored class where the students are doing the research, studying the corporate media, grabbing the missed stories from alternative media, vetting them, putting it all together as a class, putting out a book, having a radio show, and he said, and having a movie. And he looked at us and he says, you know what? It's finally coming now.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.